the Ball's cash machine.
We've given away hundreds of thousands of euro across the Go Loud network of stations. For your chance to win, tune in to Off the Ball Breakfast, weekdays from 7:30 on the Off the Ball app, and we'll give you the all-important cash amount.
Oh my God.
Off the Ball Daily.
So when did this both find out? When did you find out, Sarah?
A few weeks back now, and I think the hardest person to try keep it a secret was my mother.
I was the same. I actually didn't tell my mom until the other day.
Because I knew it was going to eat her up, you know. And as the week was coming in, she, you know, my godmother would be on the phone, or her sister. And she, one second, I need to ask Sarah, can I run it by her? And I was like, yeah, but just make sure nobody outside of this. But I think it was kept kind of quiet until maybe yesterday or this morning. But yeah, it was a tough one to hold.
What about you,
Shane? Yeah, I didn't tell my mum. I would have been in the Tullamore Tribune or something probably like a couple of weeks ago if I did. But no, it was. I told a couple of people, and Neil Manship, who's our team manager next week, he obviously knew. So, you know, some of my team knew. And yeah, kept as quiet as I could. But obviously, it's a huge honour and something that... you know, I'm very excited to be a part of, and I'm looking forward to the evening.
Was it for both of you something that was, obviously you had a very busy weekend last weekend, Sarah, you've been kind of tapering and refining your preparations. Was it a distraction for either of you? Like, it's obviously such a big thing.
No, I can't say it was a distraction for me. You know, it's, you're at the Olympic Games, there's plenty of distractions. Yeah. This is just simply an honour, and actually one of the greatest any Irish sports person could ever have, to carry the Irish flag on a centenary anniversary. We're 100 years competing as Team Ireland, and for it to be back in Paris, it's incredibly special. And I don't think there are many things you can, many honours you can be given in life that can match up to this.
It's actually a bit of a good distraction. Sorry, like this week, when otherwise you're like, geez, I have another week to go, but all of a sudden you're like, I've got a job to do today.
I haven't really thought that much, that deep into it now, to be honest with you. I think it is, you know, I'm very much following my training, and I think, you know, I had a shakeout yesterday and I had a rest day today, and we're back out there tomorrow, so it fit really well. Thanks to my coach Noel for making that happen, whether it was on purpose or not. But I think, you know, it's that you have to enjoy it, and I think just remain present today for the whole day, because there is never going to be a day like this again in our lives.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was a distraction. Like you know, for me, obviously, as a golfer and as a, you know, sports person, I try to live my career, my days, day to day, just day to day. And you know, last week for me it was the Open, and you know, it nearly went according to plan. And I suppose straight after that, the first thing in my head was, you know, trying to go and redeem myself a couple of weeks in Paris. But obviously, I've got today as well, and you know, it's a really nice distraction to have after, you know. Don't get me wrong, the first few days of this week were pretty hard, and they were pretty, like, you know, I was a bit sour, and you're waking up in the morning, you start to think what you could have done differently last weekend. But you know, to get here and the excitement that's around something like this, and I'm, to be honest, I'm looking forward to getting down to the village now and just seeing the excitement around the whole place, and living it up for the next sort of 24 hours, it'll be pretty cool.
How much do you actually know about what's happening tonight?
It's been kind of well kept under wraps. You know, obviously I think Lady Gaga has been seen, and Celine Dion, that has been seen, but your guess is as good as mine. I have no inside scoop. But yeah, it's exciting. I think the best of France are really, you know, patriotic nation, and hopefully this evening we're going to see some of that on.
What's your first Olympic memories, both Shane first? What's
my people ask me, they've asked me this a lot. My first Olympic memory is sitting in my classroom in school, and the TV getting wheeled in to watch Sonia O'Sullivan. You know, and that's how I grew up. And you know, obviously you go on then over the years, and Katie is obviously sticks out well in people's heads. And you know, us as a team here this week, and you know, we're hoping to be that person for the kids in school this week, or you know, in the coming weeks, or the kids at home watching that. And you know, I'd give anything to win a medal. Like, that's what I'm here for. And you know, it'd just be an unbelievable thing to achieve. And yeah.
What about you, Sarah?
It was also Sonia. So really? Sonia, in Sydney, I would have been 6 years of age, and I took up running at 7. So I presume that was no coincidence. So yeah, I think, you know, Sonia was our last medal on the track. Yeah. Please God, that can be replicated. We have a really strong team, athletics team here, and hopefully we can all put together just some great performances and make the country proud.
That flag looked heavy. Are you sure you have to carry for the full 2 hours?
We might take turns. Sarah's stronger than me anyway.
Yeah, so absolutely not. I don't know. I'm a lower body. Or you have to use the upper body. So.
How you find out is that someone rings from the OFI and just say, congratulations?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I received a letter then.
Yeah, like a formal letter. But you get the phone call to ask. If you're around and if you're, that's how I, yeah, if you're able to do it or if you'd like to do it. I think I'll go, yeah.
Did you actually have to think about it for a second or was it?
No, I didn't. No.
No brainer. It's the greatest honour anyone could
be
given.
What have your family said about it?
I was crying when I found out initially, and then I think that doesn't take much to make my mom cry if I'm crying, so I think it's just incredibly emotional. They're so proud, I'm sure you're.
Yeah, my parents are the same. You know, my parents follow me all over the world to do what I do, and you know, they're going to be here next week for the games. They're not here today, but obviously incredibly proud. They always are, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of pictures on the wall in the coming days. It won't even take that long, so I'm looking forward to seeing them next week, and you know, watching them, you know, them watching me out there competing. So yeah, it's an incredible like thing to happen to anybody, and I'm just very happy it's me.
What about the crests, your county crests? Yeah. What's it mean to have them on your outfits?
Yeah, I think it's very special. I didn't realise I was the only person from Limerick.
Really?
Because when I saw the pink crest, I was thinking, oh gosh, this might be trouble for somebody else. I loved it, but I wasn't sure about everybody else. But Laura said, no, you're actually, that one was had you in mind. But to represent the county, Limerick is a great sporting county. Or if hurlers were unfortunate, but you know, being Munster,
had a good for long enough.
They did.
Give someone else a go.
But you know, I think between Munster Rugby, I don't know, that we have a very good sports hub in Limerick, and to be representing on the greatest sporting stage in the world, amazing.
And Offaly Harling is flying again, so now you've got the badge now.
We're doing all right, but yeah, to have the Offaly crest, I'm an incredibly proud Offaly man, and we've got five athletes here this week from Offaly, and you know, which is great. I've met a few of them. I know Grania Walsh and I know her family pretty well, so you know, that's my one goal over the next week, is to go and watch her compete, and our parents are very good friends, and it's great. You know, it's just great to be, you know, I'm patriotic, I'm Irish, but I'm, you know, Offaly as well, and I love what I do, and yeah, I'm very excited.
So can I ask, it's just been obviously such a difficult time for you since Tokyo, really. What does it mean in the kind of amid all that emotion for you?
Yeah, it's you know, it's been incredibly difficult from a performance perspective. Going into Tokyo, I'd broken 13 seconds once, and this time round, I think I've qualified 10 times in the last, maybe more, in the last 12 months for this Games. I was last person on the plane last time round. I think I was first person on from the athletic side this time. So I'm running for a lot, you know, and it's, I hope to keep Craig close to me for the next few days, as always.
Off the ball, daily.